think of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Yeah, good afternoon, Kara. This is Robbie at Can Capital. Recorded line. We're returning your call.
Hi, Robbie. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Good. I was calling on a deal we're working on with you. I can't remember the name of it right now, but essentially the situation is the customer pays rent to himself and then uses that to pay his mortgage. What do I do in that situation?
So he owns the building?
Yeah, but he's like his own landlord at the same time.
Okay, I actually have people that do that. You can put it down as mortgage and then whatever the payment he does on it. Because I actually have some people that do that. They have their company own the building and then they pay on it. So it's some form of a tax write-off or something for them. So yeah,
okay.
You can put it down as a mortgage and then however much they pay on it. Because in essence, they do own it.
And then when it's in funding, do I need to send anything in or do I just show it coming out of his banks or what do I do?
If he has a lease or something on that, if you want to send that, because it's going to have, is he listed as the owner of the building or is there like a separate corporate name for it as owning the business or owning the building?
I think it's him, but I can't be positive.
If you could get maybe a copy of the lease that he has or something where it has, you know, his name on it and everything. And then if you've got the checks going to it or however he's paying it, we could use that. That'll be fine.
Okay, so either the lease and the checks or would the most recent mortgage statement work as well?
The most recent mortgage statement should, as long as it's not showing anything, you know, which I doubt it would because he owns a building, but any past dues or anything like that, as long as we have something current on it, that should be fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.